Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to another episode of Oxlang. When we talk about OPM bands that define the 90s, we have to include today's guest. A quick side note, we recorded this interview before the lockdown of the sun. We hope you and your loved ones are safe at home while listening to this episode. Now let's get back to the music. Medwin Marfil has been the lead singer of True Faith since it started in 1991. Close to 30 years later, True Faith is still going strong, and they're even releasing a brand new album called 11 this year. So if Medwin could boil down 30 years of True Faith into a playlist, what are the five essential songs? Med chose this song as the first essential True Faith track because it is what got True Faith started. That song is called Perfect. When he wrote that song with his bandmates, Med's day job was to lend his voice to other people's songs. You are perfect. You are perfect.
It was 1991. I was working in a recording studio. It's called Fullerton. It's located along Ross Boulevard near La Salle. I worked there as, what did I do? I record the guide voices for multiplex tapes.
At the time, he and his brother already had a band called Strictly Confidential.
And so we recorded the song, there's a studio, and then one of the engineers, his name is Octavio Arizala.
Heard you.
Yeah, so sabi niya, hey, your voice sounds like a lot of artists. Do you want to work here? Sabi ko, yeah, I could. That's my first assignment was to sing World in Your Eyes by Depeche Mode from the Violator album. And I was like so thrilled because I really love Depeche Mode. That was my first taste of working for my own money. That was my future bandmates who also worked there. So Francis Guevara was also from La Salle, but he's like, just hire for me. Tapos si Ferdy Marquez, who was with me with Strictly Confidential, he also works a studio. Tapos in 1991, we were thinking of, you know, making our own music, you know, just like what me and Ferdy did with Strictly Confidential. So 1991 December, I remember after my job for that day for recording guide voices for multiplex tapes, somehow nagawa namin yung song na Perfect. Nag-iinuman kami, and we were having isaw and all that. So, nagawa namin Perfect. And then we recorded it studio.
In that studio Tom where you were?
Oh, yeah. Tommy Tanchanko owned Fullerton. So, he's the manager of Barbie. And he was the one who discovered Intervoice. And Intervoice was already parang bubbling under na noon time yun. Under the radar na sila noon. Parang pasikat na sila.
In addition to being a talent manager, Tommy Tanchanko is a music producer. He was also the founder of Twisted Red Cross, a cassette-only DIY label that produced punk rock bands from 1985 to 1989.
So, hindi alam ni Tommy Tanchanko na nagre-record kami. But he knows now na I'm grateful for that opportunity. So, we recorded Perfect, but it wasn't until after FVR1.
So 1992 when Ramos won, what happened?
Doon na yung naisip ko na bigay ko kayo sa RT kasi that's what we did.
During this era, up and coming bands like True Faith wanted their music on at least one of the two legendary stations, 99.5 RT and NU107.
Yeah, 99.5 RT was like the hippest radio station in the 80s. Doon na yung naisip ko na bigay ko kayo sa RT kasi that's what we did before with Strictly Confidential. Itong yung song Perfect, parang sabi nga, parang mas bagay ito sa RT kaysa sa NU.
Crossroads and bridges come through a lot of trying.
At saka sanay ako sa pagpunta sa RT because sumasali din ako sa mga phone-in contest nila. Pabulon ako sticker or movie passes or 100 pesos. That was a big deal back then. 100 pesos, that's sobre. So I went there and was excited to see North Andrew because I was a...
A fan,
yes. He was one of my favorite DJs. So siya yung naabutan ko. Nung real, nung perfect. It was real. Yun, and then like a couple weeks after ata, it charted. They played it and it charted bigla. And became number one for like 10 weeks.
So how was that like, the feeling of hearing your song on the radio?
Until now, you know, it still feels like a thrill. Yeah, it's so much joy. Hanggang ngayon.
So don't you get tired singing that same song?
There was a time though. Parang feeling ko nga, may ibang tao mas gusto nila yung perfect kaysa sa True Faith. Pero now I don't think of it that way. I mean, I don't think much of it.
Pero hindi pwedeng, no True Faith concert is complete without that song.
Yeah, kailangan talaga. But there are instances though, like if you play sa probinsya o kaya sa fiesta, for some reason, hindi siya masyadong click sa masa. So feeling namin, if you play perfect, baka mag-uwi ang mga tao. But yung mayor na nag-invite sa amin, yung mga nasa munisipyo,
yun ang gusto.
Gusto yung gusto. So what do? We play it somewhere in the beginning. So for the mayor, for whoever invited us there, that's practically the end of the show. When we play perfect and then it's done, you know, they don't want to hear the rest of the gig. Yeah. Ang dami ko siguro nakanta yung perfect just to pay my property sa PhilInvest. And now I have to sing more perfect because I need to build my house. But no, I still love to sing it. I still do. Cause you're perfect. Ooh, perfect.
Perfect. Now for the second one.
Could be my most favorite song from our catalog.
How Much I Feel is from the same album as Perfect. What made it memorable for Med?
I like the song. I like and part of the lyrics that I wrote. And although I don't know how to drive, I like driving songs. I remember when I wrote the words, I was thinking of like riding through the NLEX. And because I remember... most of my friends in college in Binil, they're from Central Luzon. So there were like a lot of happy times na rode through there, yeah. So the words came about on those experiences.
How Much I Feel has a distinctly 80s new wave feel. Pero ano nga bang major influences ng True Faith?
A lot of 80s music. So lagi kong sinasabi yung dalawang pillars ng influences namin is OPM, the golden age of OPM, mga time nila Basil Valdez, nila Ray Valera, and then also new wave / 80s / sophisti-pop. Okay. Sophisti-pop meaning mga Curiosity Killed the Cat,
yeah,
Johnny
like
Jazz, Swing Out Sister, Style Council, mga ganun, yung later rock music.
But what genre is that exactly?
Yung music ng True Faith, parang paminsan hindi na ma-describe it. It used to be a problem eh. Pero feeling ko, isn't that supposed to be a mark of something that should be...
True Faith sounds like True Faith.
Yeah, there
that's
you go.
About it.
Thanks. Parang ano lang yan. Parang commercial dati ng ano, sabon, diba? Tide is tide.
But it's really hard to put it in a box eh. Kasi it's OPM but sounds very not OPM.
Yeah. Parang yun din ang gusto ko actually. With the other things that I appreciate, like with movies. One of my favorite movies, could be my favorite movie, is The Wicker Man from 1973. Supposed to be like a nakalagay ang quote from Empire Magazine, the best British horror film, di ba? Pero pag pinunod mo, it's not. It's parang... Para siyang musical na folk music na movie. Tapos, it's creepy. It's mind-boggling. But it's not really that scary. So, but they call it like the best British horror film of all time. So, parang yun. Parang feeling ko ganun din ang music True Faith. I appreciate a lot of those things na there's some ambiguity. So, I guess that's the reason why True Faith
has lasted.
Yeah. Yung mga ganung ideal ko, it seeps through what we do, you know?
The third song is one of the few True Fate songs where you won't hear Med's voice.
It's Opulence and Mischief. Probably up there, top 10 among favorite True Fate songs, is because apart from it doesn't have my voice because it's instrumental, it's really good. This one really evokes yung pagka being inspired namin sa festipop. So when you listen to it, parang nandun yung pagka Swing Out Sister, may pagka Style Council nga, or Everything But The Girl, you know, Prefab Sprout. Actually, pag pinapakinggan mo, parang pwede siyang in-arrange ni Ryan Kebya. Parang ang husay namin doon. And you know nga, wala boses ko doon. So yeah, sometimes...
It's somewhere. A break?
Yeah. It's another one of those na parang driving song din. Feels good to listen to it on a really sunny summer day and the wind is caressing your hair. Wind through the windows, car windows, yeah.
During our interview, Med brought his copy of the album that had this song, as well as their song for Nescafe called Sumasarap Ang Gising.
So this is Legalized Intense Vague Emotions. It was released in 2001. This was really a crazy time for me personally.
Because? Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah, crazy lifestyle. It was inherent back in 99, 2000, amongst a lot of people
okay.
We know. that was 1999 to 2001. It was crazy Manila scene, club scene. And I was always out and about in town. So this is memorable for me because nakagawa kami ng album despite that.
Now we go to Med's fourth song, which is part of the album that they will launch this year.
Jahe.
So what is that about?
This is a love song. Siguro mga kaday din na age natin, especially ako. I'm 48, and then I like looking back at my life. You know, parang ito ang the song is kasi it's a love song. It's about wanting to go back to a past love. Ano my explanation, Jahe? Jahe is the state of being embarrassed, right? So. Sasabihin ko sana na, like, autobiographical. Pero, yeah, sorry. It's kind of hard, you know, when you're in this age. Paano ka makagawa ng song that... Kasi hanggang ngayon, syempre, gusto pa rin namin na hindi lang yung generation natin yung, ano, ang makaka-appeal sa amin. So, ako din, naisip ko din yun how to appeal. Parang siguro, if at our age, parang if we write songs ng puppy love pa rin yung dating, ano, parang hindi ata bagay na, di ba? Siguro, dapat na pinag-usapan natin yung... supplements na binibili sa Mercury Drug. Pero jahe, baka mapahiya lang ako. Baka mapahiya lang ako. Mapahiya lang ako. Baka mapahiya lang ako. Jahe. Jahe. Lately, we've been performing it sa mga bars. The response is really amazing. Kasi mostly the crowd is ka-generation natin. When I sing it, parang yung mga audience, like, they giggle. It's like, parang nakaka-relate sila. Natutuwa ako na sa fact na yun. And I hope na, because the lyrics can be pwedeng, dare I say it, hugot for mga bata. I think they will like it. Gusto ko sana balikan. Pwede kayang second chance. Second chance. Balita ko'y single ka na.
And the last song to take us home.
It's from Sentimental. Sentimental was our most recent album. It was released through Star Music.
Ang cute nun. That one, I can relate to that one.
Gusto ko kasi siya kasi parang ini-introduce niya yung bagong tatahakin namin na tunog. So, yung, if you listen to Jai kasi, this, I think we're going back to the minimalism of what we did in the debut album. Na napapansin ko, parang, that's the thing nowadays then. It came naturally to us because of technology. Technology is becoming so complicated, you know? Kaya, I'm a technophobe, diba? But somehow, kahit na naging complicated technology, parang music ata ngayon, parang naging more minimalistic. Ang habo ng tunog. So, pag pinakinggan nyo yung Jahe, still that influence of New Wave, and the Golden Age of OPM, nandun pa rin strands of those. It's minimalist, and then nandun yung tatak ng boses ko, tsaka yung acoustic guitar ng brother ko. I chose Uwi Na kasi it's leading to that. So this album, the new album, is going to be very
more or less like that. Yeah. Oh, okay. So it's like going back, full circle to your first album.
Yeah. And I like when some people heard Uwi Na and Jahe, they're going like, you know, this sounds like
It really doesn't sound like a departure. It sounds the same for me. I mean, it has that aesthetic of True Faith.
Oh, siguro the reason why people will say that even if we take rock out a bit, diba? Right? Or like with this album, you legalize intense vague emotions. We used a lot of horns here. We used a lot of violins and horns. We had additional musicians, you know, very talented musicians. Siguro yung inherent quality when I sing.
It's there. Okay.
Yeah. Parang siguro, like when Journey got si Arnel Pineda, they're still looking for that inherent quality that si Steve Perry had.
And those were Medwin Marfil's 5 essential True Faith songs. Pero teka, bakit parang may hindi nasama? Wag na lang kaya
Wag na lang kaya
In Spotify, when you put the word True Faith, yung top 5 songs doon, yan, wag na lang kaya. I think second or third nga lang yung perfect. Tapos wala dun yung kung okay lang sa'yo. That's your 13 million streams. Pero wag na lang kaya, did you write that?
Yeah, I wrote it with my brother. So my brother Eugene wasn't a part of the band then, pero nagbibigay siya ng song sa amin.
So who was doing the whistling?
Recorded here, dito sa may Makati, sa may Greenbelt. The studio is no more. But I remember you had to go sa basement ng isang building. Like you go a few steps lang. So we recorded there and then naisip pala na maglagay ng, ng whistle.
So did you whistle?
No, I didn't. One of the guys who was working for that recording studio, his name is Noel Aguilar. I just saw him last year. We were at the anniversary of this bar in Marikina, this huge bar in Marikina. So he was there. It was my first time to see him in a long time. And he was the one who whistled. So I introduced him to everybody, sa parties, concerts.
This is the guy who whistled?
Yes. So the guy you hear when you listen to the song Wag Na Lang Kaya on stream platforms, on YouTube, that's him. And didn't get paid for it. Didn't get paid for it at all.
So are you surprised it's at number one on their Spotify?
Am I surprised? No, not at all. Second to Dahil Ikaw, I think it's the
yung most second, played.
The most masa. Until now, even kids, if you play the provinces, even the kids, they know it's ours.
It's an easy melody.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I wish it was perfect. Meron siyang ano eh. Para siyang attendant na pasosyal eh, na na-oro eh.
So after all these years, what keeps True Faith going?
You've gone through many changes also. But how did you guys stay? I mean, the True Faith concept, let's say.
I guess if you go into the band, you have to accept that I'm a little dictator. Just kidding.
The Eagles always said it can never be a democracy.
As much as possible, it will be democratic to a point. Kasi apart from ako yung singer, I co-manage the band with our manager, si Andy. So parang it should be understood na although everyone gets to say what, everyone gets to pitch in ideas, but sometimes, you know, my brother, you know, bullies me into submission.
Okay.
I can never be into politics because I can easily be bullied into submission. Yeah. Although, yung parang they respect my vision. The members now, Kaka, who used to be with Sugar, actually, they're back Sugar Free. Si Kaka and si Jal, si Eugene's my brother, si Jake's the keyboardist, si Alan's the lead guitar player, and then si Mackie's the bass player. They respect my vision. Ang maganda doon is all of them naman, we drive.
You mesh together.
Congruent.
That's good.
Yeah, and that's very good. Una sa sinishare na traits namin is like, we're musical omnivores. We listen to anything. No one restricts himself to a couple of genres lang, ganon. They respect that yung tagal ko sa True Faith.
You're the only one who's left, right? From the original.
Yeah, Ferdy sadly passed away. And then see Francis. Francis, I think, is still in the music biz.
Med is referring to True Faith's founding members, Francis Guevara on keyboards and Ferdy Marquez on guitars. Sadly, Ferdy passed away in 2019.
So looking back, what do you think? Yeah, are you surprised at how long you guys been together? I mean, how long True Faith has been around?
Yeah, gulat ako kasi malapit na kami magda 30 years, you know?
What do you think kept True Faith together?
Apart from we don't want to do day jobs. We need to pay the bills. Personally, para sa akin, parang wala na akong maisip na ibang gawin kundi to create music and to perform on stage. This is really my passion, music, making music, listening to music. Everything just revolves around music.
And that's it for this episode of Ox Lang, isang podcast ng Philippine Daily Inquirer, powered by Puma Podcast. Thank you ulit sa ating guest, Medwin Marfil. Huwag kalimutan mag-subscribe sa Ox Lang on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. I-follow kami sa Facebook and Twitter at Ox Lang. Hanggang sa susunod na episode, take care of yourself and each other. Mabuhay ang OPM.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.